Listen to a discussion in an art history class.
I was talking before the break about funding in art in the United States, about where the money comes from. I think some of you probably have questions. Yes, Tom?
You said that during the Depression, the government provided relief work to a lot of artists. Just what sort of work did they do?
It depended on the kind of artist you're talking about. A lot of painters did work for government buildings, murals in city halls or other public buildings, for example. Sculptors did work to put in public parks, that sort of thing.
Didn't people get upset about the government spending so much money on art?
There was some criticism, sure. Many people considered the program wasteful. They felt that creating public art was not real work, like paving a road or putting up a building. But the government was concerned with getting as many people employed as possible.
Could I ask about one more thing? I expected art from the 1930s to be abstract, but what you showed in the slides was pretty realistic.
You may be a little mixed up there. Abstract expressionism, that's the main American abstract school, is usually associated with the 1950s.
Was there a dominant artistic style that these Depression-era artists used?
Let's look at a few more slides. Maybe that will show you. Also, there was an exhibition in Washington a few years ago about this art, so I've put a catalog from the show on reserve in the library. If any of you want to see more examples of this work, go over and take a look.